to attend the opening game of the World Series in Cleveland wins a reprieve from his professor for just being honest. Professor Damian Nance says Charlie Turner checked into his Tuesday class, swiped a card, but he wasn't there when attendance was taken at the end of the session. Turner came clean after Nance emailed him asking what's going on. Told the professor his father had gotten him tickets to the game against the Cubs and that he left for Cleveland after checking in. He included a picture of himself and his brother at Progressive Field. Professor Nance responded by calling it an impeccable excuse, no repercussions. Telling the Associated Press he let Turner off the hook because, well, not because he's a big Indians fan, but because, well, the student simply fessed up. How about that? WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
A great example for our political leaders, perhaps, to fess up. Let me get this straight. He went to class.
He went there to class.
Yeah.
Apparently, you use your card. You use your card for everything these days in college. You have an ID card.
They don't take attendance anymore like that.
Well, apparently, like the old days. Yeah. Like, are you here? No. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But anyway, he's there. He checks in. He swipes his card. But he's not there when the official attendance is taken. I didn't know they even did that in college. But anyway.
So he knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. He thought he could maybe, you know, slip by, but got caught and said, hey, I admit it.
I don't know. I don't know if I give him a pass on that, especially if he's an Indians fan, for goodness sakes. Hey. If he was a Cubs fan, that would, I really had an influence on you.
Wow.
You know, I have been very emotional about the Cubs.
You could hardly tell.
I admitted that, openly admitted. That when it was a sure thing that the Cubs were going to advance to their first World Series since 1945, I wept openly by myself at the Gingerbread House. Some people just cry easier than others. I went to the restroom as I started crying, and I'm looking at myself in the bathroom mirror going, what is wrong with you? And I've talked about that on this quality radio station. It's just, it's a fulfillment of the impossible dream. If you've ever had anything in your life, folks, that you thought there was no way it's ever going to happen, but you want it to happen so bad, that's Cub Nation right now. That's why so many people responded so emotionally to the Cubs just getting into the World Series. There was a guy in Chicago that was caught on camera at a bar just bawling his eyes out. And, of course, that story, he was caught by a news team.
Mm-hmm.
And that story went viral. And then Jimmy Kimmel caught up with him the other night.
We showed this clip last night of a passionate Chicago Cubs fan reacting to the realization that his Cubbies were going to the World Series. Watch this.
He's 35 years old. He's from Indiana. And he had just been waiting his whole life.
Bawling his eyes out.
So those tears. He was crying like so many others tonight in Wrigleyville, crying tears of just unbridled joy for this team.
So I love this guy. So we tracked him down, and his name is Ryan Slagle. And right now he is with our very own Guillermo at Slugger Sports Bar in Wrigleyville. There he is. And the fans are gathered to watch the game. Well, how's it going, fellas? Hey, Guillermo, have you told anyone in the bar that you're a big Indians fan yet?
No, Jimmy, that's not true.
Ryan, how you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for having me, Jimmy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for doing this. What did it mean to you to see the Cubs win the pennant? Explain what was going through your body at that time.
Well, you know, in 2003, I was in Iraq, and I didn't get to see the whole Bartman situation, but... now that I was here, I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, this kid, I'm sure they're going to mess this up somehow. This was the eighth inning, so I'm sure that's why you saw all the people in the background not having any reaction at all. I'm hyperventilating, and I'm thinking, okay, we just need to get through this so I can relax and go drink and have fun. So that's what I was thinking at the time.
Did you know a TV crew was taping you at the time? Did you know you're on camera?
Jimmy, the last 48 hours of my life has been absolutely ridiculous. No, I did not know I was crying on camera. My life has been flipped upside down. My man card has been pulled away.
Oh,
my
no.
My house has been stripped. I don't know what to do with myself these days. You think I'm single and I should be a bachelor and I got a beautiful lady that's waiting for me next to me.
Oh, you do have a girlfriend. Well, if you propose, you better cry. You know, it's like, you need to cry at every major event of your life from here on out.
Yeah, thanks for that pressure. I appreciate it.
Was that the happiest moment of your life so far?
I don't really know how to actually answer that. Because, it really was because I loved it. Oh! Yeah. This crowd. I mean, seriously. How can I? I mean, listen, Jimmy.
Yes.
I've been following the Chicago Cubs since I was a little kid, and this is an amazing moment for me. We're in the World Series, and I hope we take it all the way, and if we don't, you know, no big deal. But this lineup can't lose, so we're going to do it, right?
I don't say things like that. That's bad luck. You can't say they can't lose. You don't say things like that. But we are going to send you to the game. We're going to send you and your girlfriend and your brother.
He's crying again. He's losing it.
That's a man right there. I don't care what anybody says.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it so much. Oh,
all right, Ryan. Thanks for talking to us. And Guillermo, buy a round of drinks for everybody in the bar, all right? Yeah! Oh, boy. Oh, great. I hope he can take the week off work. I really do.
Your radio friend. AM 1400, WRJN.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NFL.